The story of poor Edward's reign is one, unlike most of his immediate contemporaries and predecessors, had a much longer resonance. Christopher Marlowe, the 16th century playwright, immortalised him and gave a particular nuance to his reputation. Bertolt Brecht in the 20th century did the same by translating the play. What are we to make of poor Edward, who was deposed as a king in 1327? Was he deposed because he was gay? Did it matter in the Middle Ages if a king was perceived to be or was homosexual? In a sense, these issues are quite redundant for the historian trying to understand what happened at the time. They belong rather to the realm of public history, the way in which we use the past to live out and solve the insoluble problems of the present. By all accounts, Edward II was a reluctant king, not keen on the trappings of royal authority in the way that his father had been, not keen on the kinds of activities that were normally associated with kings of this period. He seems to have been a man of singular tastes, fond of rural pursuits. If one witnessed the royal barge being rowed up the Thames, it was just as likely that Edward would be rowing himself, according to one of the chroniclers. He maintained friendships, often very profound friendships, with favourites, with some of whom he's accused of having had sexual relations, but also with churchmen. He was a man of some piety. He was immensely popular amongst the Dominicans. He seems to have been a man of striking physical appearance, much praised early in his life. So, where did it all go wrong for Edward II? And why, after 20 years, was he deposed?